the next section of this. The word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, thou dwellest in the midst of a rebellious house, which have eyes to see and see not. They have ears to hear and hear not. For they are a rebellious people. So they haven't changed even in captivity, have they? And God was prophesying that they wouldn't. Now in this chapter, we see Ezekiel as an actor acting out again, as he did before, the judgment of God. Notice verse 6 of our lesson. He said, I have set thee for a sign unto the house of Israel. So now again, we have Ezekiel as a sign. And his first act in verse 3, Therefore, O son of man, prepare the stuff for renown, and remove by day in their sight, and thou shalt reprove from thy place. They shall remove, I'm sorry, I'm having trouble reading tonight. And thou shalt remove from thy place to another place in their sight. It may be that they will consider, though they be a rebellious house. Then shalt thou bring forth thy stuff by day in their sight, as stuff to be removed, and shall go forth even in their sight, as they that go forth into captivity. Dig thou through the wall in their sight, and carry out thereby, in their sight, shall thou bear it upon thy shoulders, and carry it forth in the twilight. And thou shalt cover thy face, and thou shalt not see the ground, for I have seen thee, I have set thee for a sign unto the house of Israel. Now there's three parts to this. The first part is that he was to carry his stuff and remove it by day. Then we have remove it by night and remove it by twilight. So there were three different conditions here in which he was acting out of people, and we'll see this a little later. Notice how often the word stuff is used here. This is what God thinks of all possessions of people. It's just stuff. People brag about things that they own. They brag about their automobiles and their houses, and God says it's stuff. That's all it is. Kind of reminds us of Achan when he stole the Babylonish garment and the wedges of silver and gold. He said he hid it in the bottom of his tent. And God says it's just stuff. That's all it is. It had no meaning, has nothing about it. Well, there were three signs here. The first one, he prepared his stuff for removing. Now, here the thought of stuff has to do with things that you consider valuable. Now, that's all you move, isn't it? When you move the things that you consider valuable. I know the last time I moved, we hauled 2 dump trucks of stuff to the dump, accumulated over the years. And that's all it was. But we moved the stuff that we felt was we needed. So when they go into captivity, then the only thing they were to take was the things they considered extremely valuable to them. And he was to take it and remove it by day in their sight. They were to be able to see what he was doing. And thou shalt remove in thy place to another place in their sight. And just maybe, it may be so that they will consider. And I suppose maybe a few might have saw it and considered. Later on we'll see that they'll ask, what are you doing? Maybe they will consider, though they be a rebellious house. And then he was to take the stuff by day in their sight, and remove as stuff removed, and thou shalt go forth at even in their sight, as they that go forth into captivity. And then he was to dig a hole through the wall in their sight, and carry out, and we might say what, his stuff thereby. This was a lot of work, wasn't it? He had to get his hands dirty to do that. You know, a lot of preachers today don't like to work. They don't like to get their hands dirty. But Ezekiel was interested in doing the will of God. So he dug through the wall in their sight and carried it out. And then verse 6, in their sight, he was a bear upon their shoulder and carried it forth in the twilight, early in the morning. And thou shalt cover thy face. Now this was the last group to go out of the city. And we'll read more about this later on in this same chapter. But the covering of the face has a thought of humility. And not to see the ground, completely going, not watching where they're going. For I have set thee as a sign. We talk about that. Then verse 7, he said, I did as I was commanded. I love the obedience of Ezekiel and the obedience of many of God's people. Obedience is better than sacrifice. And he had to get his hands dirty. And I brought forth in the twilight, and I buried upon my shoulders in their sight. And in the morning came the word of the Lord unto me, saying, Son of man, hath not the house of Israel, the rebellious house, said unto thee, What are you doing? What doest thou? And I'm sure they did. I imagine they looked and watched him and was curious of what he was doing and said, Well, Ezekiel, what you doing? And then he was able to tell. Sometimes God brings people, even people we witness to ask us a question, and then it opens a door for us to tell them. And in verse 10, he says, Say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God, this burden concerning the prince of Jerusalem. Now this is what we had, the 25 of them, wasn't it? Concerning the prince or the leaders of Jerusalem, and all the house of Israel that are among them, say, I am your sign. Like as I have done, so shall it be done unto them. They shall remove and go into captivity. This is the way that it's going to be done unto you, just like I demonstrated it. And the prince that is among them shall bear on his shoulders in the twilight, and shall go forth. They shall dig through the wall to carry out thereby. He shall cover his face, and he shall not see the ground with his eyes. We just read over in Jeremiah that this is exactly what happened during Zedekiah's time. They came out. Zedekiah was captured. They went through the wall. They thought they had a secret place. He went out and he was captured in humiliation. And he didn't see the ground because they blinded him. Now we read that they killed his sons and his kin before his eyes, and then put his eyes out. So this prophecy came to pass, just like Ezekiel said it would. Then in verse 13, he said, My net also will I spread upon him, and he shall be taken into the snare, and I will bring him to Babylon in the land of the Chaldeans, and he shall not see it, though he die there. And that's just exactly what happened to Zedekiah. And I will scatter toward every wind all that are about him to help him. Anyone that would come to help, they would be scattered. Isn't that what we read in Jeremiah that would happen? How wonderful God brings these things to pass. And all of his army scattered, and all of his bands. And I will draw the sword after them, the Chaldean sword. And they shall know that I am the Lord when I shall scatter them among the nations and disperse them in the countries. And I will leave few men of them from the sword. Now this is the grace of God. God is going to leave a few of them from the sword and from famine and from pestilence, and that they may declare all their abomination among the heathen. Whether they come, and they shall know that I am the Lord. Now, from verse 17 down through here, we have God's judgment in a fourfold manner. Well, let's just read it, I guess, and we'll comment as we go. Son of man, eat thy bread with quaking, and drink thy water with trembling of and with carefulness. This is the way they would do. There was an absolute fright in the city of Jerusalem. Fear upon every hand. Their city was completely surrounded by heathen soldiers. And say unto the people of the land, thus saith the Lord God of the inhabitants of Jerusalem and of the land of Israel, they shall eat their bread with carefulness and drink their waters with astonishment, that her land may be desolate from all that is therein, because of the violence of them that dwell therein. See, because of their lifestyle, because of the way they live. And the cities that are inhabited shall lay waste, and the land shall be desolate, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. And the word of the Lord came upon me, saying, Son of man, what is the proverb that you have in the land of Israel, saying that the days are prolonged and every vision faileth? Now, this is what they were saying. They were saying the word of God is not true. They were saying that their prophets were false. When a prophet come and said, thus saith the Lord, he must have been lying, because the days are prolonged. We know that judgment is coming, but not right away. It'll be a while more. People say the same thing today. I know the Lord's coming, but it's a long time yet before he returns. And Jesus said, when you think not, then is when the coming of the Lord would be, talking to Israel. But their proverb was, he's not coming right now. Judgment isn't coming right now. These visions, they're failing. They're not for us. Well, you tell them, verse 23, therefore, thus saith the Lord God, I will make this proverb to cease, to stop. They're going to stop saying this. And how would they stop? I'm going to bring them into captivity. I'm going to show them this now. So I'm going to make their proverb to cease, and they shall no more use it as a proverb in Israel. But say unto them, the day is at hand, and the effect of every vision. For there shall be no more vain visions or flattering divination there within the house of Israel. Now this is the false prophets, you see. They would say, they would prophesy things that people wanted to hear rather than what the true word of God was. And this is called flattering divination, or devilish talk. Talk from Satan himself within the house of Israel. He said, for I am the Lord, I will speak, and the word that I shall speak shall come to pass. This is the way we know that he's the Lord. And it shall no more prolong. For in your days, O rebellious house, will I say the word and perform it, as saith the Lord. It's going to be right now. It's going to be in your days. Again, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, behold, they of the house of Israel say, the vision that he seeth is for many days to come, and he prophesieth of the time that are far off. Therefore say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, there shall none of my words be prolonged any more. I'm not going to wait any longer. Now is the time. But the word which I have spoken, it shall be done now, saith the Lord God.